I was
Doing?
here.
House Labor and Commerce Committee at 29th of April. For the record, we do have Representative Massey, Porter, Representative Nina, Representative Elton, Sanders, myself, President, we have a quorum. We have one item business. I'm going to pull off the workers' comp regulations.
Pass the other three out with individual recommendations.
Which brings us just to HB 550. Now, while I'm thinking about it, we do have a meeting scheduled tomorrow. Three o'clock tomorrow.
The whole committee?
Yeah. There's two Senate bills, I believe.
Is that correct?
Two Senate bills.
Bill numbers is that?
Gosh, do you remember?
43 is one of them, right?
43?
Is that Duncan's?
No. Is it? I don't know.
What is?
253?
Or, yeah, Duncan's is 253.
Those are two we'll take up tomorrow.
43.
Well, there's a 43 and a 53.
Two investments by fiduciaries, buying for an effective date. Just for your education, this is a bill that was also sponsored in the Senate. Not to hear this bill, however, because the Senate version has now gotten bogged down in Senate finance with the other 361 bills. They asked that we move it over to the Senate, our version, with the potential of getting it referred to only one committee, and that not being Senate finance. So that's why we're hearing a House bill today. I understand the deadline for getting all House bills out of the House is Wednesday. George, you want to give the overview?
We've already had this, haven't we?
No, I mean, they all look alike after about 10 of them on the same subject, but we haven't.
For the record, my name is George Dozier, House Labor and Commerce Committee aide. House Bill 550, sponsored by the committee. I had anticipated that an expert would be here to explain the intricacies. I don't see him, though. I'll see. So I think I'm probably going to have to describe the bill in very general terms. Essentially, the state of the law now is that if a bank assumes a fiduciary responsibility for investing trust funds, and under current law, banks are accorded leave to invest trust funds in United States securities. Some states have construed that phrase to mean just simply treasury bills, and not permit investment in bonds that are issued by agencies of the United States government. What this bill does is it defines that phrase so as to include United States governmental agencies as opposed to just simply treasury bonds. And also what it does is it permits banks to not only make those investments directly with United States governmental agencies, but also to invest in financial institutions that invest in United States governmental securities. And the protection is accorded to the extent that only those companies that exclusively invest in securities, U.S. governmental securities, are covered. That's my understanding of the bill, Mr. Chairman.
That's also my understanding. So essentially in the second thought, you could invest in a bank. You could invest your funds in an investment company that have portfolios that are restricted to those obligations regarding the U.S. government.
That is correct, Mr. Chairman.
That's all this bill does. It's basically just a clarifying statute. As mentioned by George, under present law, some of the banks may invest in those obligations of the United States, and many states have construed that just means investing in U.S. treasuries. And this just makes it clear that there's other vehicles out there.
Those other vehicles being municipal bonds, being...
It could be other bonds. I suppose you could invest in savings bonds, you know, U.S. savings bonds or something else.
I don't believe municipal bonds.
George was shaking his head no.
I don't think municipal bonds, again, it deals with U.S. securities.
Agencies are instrumentalities of the United States.
And that's not construed the way we construe a school district as being.
That's not a political subdivision, no.
That, in essence, is what this does, and just conforming language throughout the bill makes that clear.
Mr. Chairman, I would ask, I guess, George to confirm what he's just said with the expert that should have been here, but I'm comfortable enough with the explanation because I've heard of the bill myself, and that was my explanation of what it said. So, unless there's further discussion, if you're ready for a motion, I'd be happy. Mr. Chairman, I would move that we move from committee HB 550 with individual recommendations and the zero fiscal note is attached.
Motion to move HB 550 with zero fiscal note with individual recommendations. Objection? Hearing none, the bill has moved. And if I find anything out from the expert that there's anything more to this, then I'll bring it back to committee.
Department had no problem.
I didn't talk to him.
Well, I'll ask Willis specifically if there's anything more to that than what we've been explained earlier.
Rather you than me. I love Willis.
I've already talked to Willis.
Some of his explanations.
One time today.
Willis,
really?
I've got 2 minutes between meetings.
Yeah. You ask me what time it is and he tells you how to build a watch.
Thank you, Gene, for your compelling attendance.
Did you already move it?
Yes.
Well. I had several questions, Mr. Chairman.
I'll be more than happy to address those questions.
Same for the floor, I guess.
Yep.
What is a fiduciary?
A fiduciary.
What am I supposed to check on here, Mr. Chairman?
Check I wasn't paying attention, Blair. I don't know. Whatever you feel comfortable.
Are we done?
We're done. I don't have any further business before us today.
Tomorrow.